org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 68 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 64 in Abilene. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. I'm going to be just completely frank with you. I have no idea what is coming up on this program. Sorry. I can give you a general idea, but obviously some things fell through there. Maybe you don't know this. The network, NPR, sends us a list of the things that are going to be on the air, and none of those stories that we just heard were on my list. So I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here and say we are going to learn more about the arraignment that was supposed to happen of Nick Reiner and the alleged killing of his parents. We will hear more about Aldrich Ames, a CIA officer who spied for the Soviet Union. He has died. And then, something I can speak on confidently, we are going to learn more about tumbleweeds on the high plains. The plant thrives so well in the western part of Kansas, sometimes they can shut down entire neighborhoods. Sometimes they shut down highways.
There are so many tumbleweeds that we couldn't even get to our house. It covered our entire house. We couldn't even get in our driveway.
Coming up at 4:15, we're going to tell you more about how tumbleweeds made themselves part of the culture on the plains. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Emporia. The time is 3:20.
Bipartisan compromise.
We look at the state of the debate on Capitol Hill on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition, getting you caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host. Michelle Martin and Layla Fuddle will be coming at you from the national feed.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
School destroyed. Anas Bobo, NPR News, Gaza City.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The leaders of public universities in Kansas are asking for more money from the state. A legislative subcommittee met this week to discuss how to fit higher education into the state budget. School leaders want additional funding to hire more faculty and renovate lab facilities. Pittsburgh State President Thomas Newsom says he understands the need to reduce some services, such as ending the school's geology program, to make room for future projects.
We need to have a better understanding of if we want new toys, then we need to probably look at getting rid of some of our old toys.
Lawmakers will get into the full swing of budget talks next week after the 2026 legislative session begins in Topeka. A new U.S. Department of Agriculture report shows there was a small increase in food insecurity in 2024. About 48 million people struggled to get enough food across the nation. Crystal Fitzsimons is the president of the Food Research and Action Center. She says the food insecurity rate is similar to that in previous years, but one in seven households is still far too high.
And there have been plenty of times during the last
few decades when this report was put out, when the number of people living in food insecure households were significantly lower.
The USDA is planning to scrap the annual hunger survey after this publication, saying it, quote, failed to present anything more than subject liberal fodder. But experts say that the data shows how policy decisions impact people, and it'll be hard to know what is going on without it. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced on Monday that his office has filed charges against a convicted felon who allegedly voted illegally in Kansas. Kobach alleges that Jose Luis Gomez Sr. of Hutchinson is facing one count of voting without being qualified and two counts of election perjury. Gomez is a convicted felon and is currently in custody in Oklahoma pending deportation. In a press release, Kobach said, quote, voting by non-citizens, including both legal and illegal aliens, is a very real problem, end quote. The release does not specify which election or elections Gomez allegedly voted in. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight. We do have a 70% chance of rain after midnight. We're expecting a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a nearly 100% chance of rain. Patchy fog is possible. Highs are expected in the upper 50s. For tomorrow night, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain in the evening and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy on Friday, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, 60% chance of mixed rain and snow Friday night.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. It seems that the High Plains have been taken over by tumbleweeds. The plant thrives so well in the western part of Kansas that sometimes those tumbleweeds can shut down entire neighborhoods or highways. Kaylin Moore reports on how this pervasive weed made itself part of the culture on the plains.
You've seen it before in old western movies with cowboys and gunslingers, and the music played during that time like the song Tumbling Tumbleweeds by Sons of the Pioneers.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed, I know.
In the movies, at the end when they stand off, a lonely tumbleweed hops along the dusty ground. In western Kansas, it comes with the territory, and experiencing them in reality is not exactly how it's shown in the movies. In fact, people I talked to in Garden City have seen way more.
It's not a normal day without the wind blowing, so constant tumbleweeds just pass us.
There are so many tumbleweeds.
News service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then we're going to talk more about this shooting committed by an ICE agent today in Minneapolis. We will learn more about Secretary of State Marco Rubio's role in the future of Venezuela, and we will pay a visit to this year's CES convention in Las Vegas, Consumer Electronics Show. It's always a very big deal. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 68 Manhattan. It is 10 minutes before 4.
.org. This is NPR.
Sometimes the best New Year's resolution is to keep a healthy habit going strong. So keep joining us weekday mornings for Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It is 68 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Thanks so much for tuning into KPR this afternoon. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:30. Coming up in our next half hour, we will talk more about leadership in Venezuela. We will talk about what might end up happening with Venezuela's oil. We'll get you the latest on what we know about the seizure of a Russian-flagged oil tanker near Venezuela. And at just about 10 minutes before 5, our weekly check-in with the Billboard Hot 100, old and new faces there. Stephen Thompson will tell us more coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Big changes coming to the weather. 70% chance of rain after midnight tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, nearly a 100% chance of rain. Patchy fog, highs in the upper 50s. 40% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the mid-30s. We'll have a slight chance of rain on Friday, highs only reaching the mid-40s. Friday night, I regret to inform you, we have a 60% chance of rain and snow, though little or no accumulation is expected at this time. Continue listening to KPR over the next few days as that continues to develop. It's 4:20.
Support. Back in session, the House of Representatives is expected to vote on extending the Affordable Care Act health insurance subsidies. But will it matter?
The three-year clean ACA extension is not going to pass the Senate, so you need bipartisan compromise.
We look at the state of the debate on Capitol Hill tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The latest national and international news from Michelle Martin and Layla Fadel. The latest regional news from Matthew Algio. Tune in.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It's 66 degrees in Emporia, 64 in Abilene. News coming your way in 30 seconds. It's 4:30.
That give Republicans a 20-8 edge in the state congressional delegation. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The leaders of public universities in Kansas are asking for more money from the state. A legislative subcommittee met this week to discuss how to fit higher education into the state budget. School leaders want additional funding to hire more faculty and renovate lab facilities. Pittsburgh State President Thomas Newsom says he understands the need to reduce some services, such as ending the school's geology program, to make room for future projects.
We need to have a better understanding of if we want new toys, then we need to probably look at getting rid of some of our old toys.
Lawmakers will get into full swing of budget talks next week after the 2026 legislative session begins in Topeka. Alaska Airlines announced today that it will order more than 100 new jets from Boeing over the next decade. The order is Alaska Airlines' largest ever, and it marks a vote of confidence in Boeing following troubles with its 737 MAX program. The airline plans to order 105 Boeing 737 MAX jets. It is also buying 5 787 Dreamliners, as it plans to expand with nonstop flights to Italy, South Korea, and other cities. At an announcement in Seattle, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said recent sales are a boon for the aircraft manufacturer.
The world and America has faith in Boeing and the progress that they've made. Again, record sales last year, but also what this deal today means with Alaska.
Boeing reacquired Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems in December. It is now Wichita's largest employer with around 12,000 workers. A new grant will give Kansas City medical students the opportunity to help bridge healthcare gaps in rural communities in southeast Kansas and southwest Missouri. The one-year program at Kansas City University will pair students with university alumni who work in rural areas. Dr. Catherine Satterwhite leads the university's Center for Population Health and Equity. She says the goal is to create a pipeline from students' undergraduate studies to the start of a professional career.
We don't just want to talk about, hey, it's awesome to practice rural medicine. We want to show our students, and we want to do that by partnering with rural communities so our medical students can practice side by side with excellent physicians.
The $273,000 grant comes from the Patterson Family Foundation. There's a 70% chance of rain late tonight. Tonight's lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, nearly a 100% chance of rain. We're also expecting some patchy fog and highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a 40% chance of rain in the evening. We're expecting a low in the mid-30s. There's a slight chance of rain on Friday and a 60% chance of rain and snow Friday evening. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise.
Information you need, including links to tickets, are at retrococktail.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
It has been a very busy news day. Stay tuned to KPR. We'll get you a fresh update of sort of abbreviated news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, Matt Sepik, reporting for Minnesota Public Radio, joins us to tell us what we know at this point about the officer with Immigration and Customs Enforcement who shot and killed a woman during the latest immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. Lots of video floating around out there from social media. It's very well documented. What is the latest? We will tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Atchison, 64 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 5.
For geography, kaufman.org. This is NPR. 2026 is already off to an eventful start. And while we can't predict what will happen, we will be here with the next chapter of the story on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear. We will follow the news all night so you don't have to. Get your sleep. We'll stay on top of it. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News coming up in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at 1 Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka. The time is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, all listed for you at our website where we're streaming, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. It has been a very fluid news day. Lots of things happening, lots of things changing. Make sure you stay tuned. Through the 6 o'clock hour, we continue to update until 7 o'clock. Lots of things have changed since, you know, the 3 o'clock hour. So at any rate, that's what our listeners said they wanted. They wanted more, all things considered, to stay on top of changing situations. Today is a real example of that. So stick around. In our next 30 minutes, we're going to tell you all about tumbleweeds. We don't really expect that story to change that much. But anyway, sort of a primer on the history of tumbleweeds on the High Plains. We will also be remembering the scandal surrounding Aldrich Ames, CIA officer who was convicted of spying for the Soviet Union. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org.
Big changes in weather coming up. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 70% chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-40s, a nearly 100% chance of rain tomorrow. Patchy fog, highs in the upper 50s. 40% chance of rain tomorrow evening. Slight chance of rain Friday during the day. 60% chance of rain and the S-word, snow, a possibility Friday evening with little or no accumulation, as far as we know. This is KPR. It's 520.
Support for NPR comes.
Congress is back in session. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on extending the Affordable Care Act health insurance subsidies. But will it matter?
The 3-year clean ACA extension is not going to pass the Senate, so you need bipartisan compromise.
We look at the state of the debate on Capitol Hill on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5:30.
Important. President Trump told reporters following the attack on Venezuela he would like to turn his attention to Greenland later this month. Claudia DeSales, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new U.S. Department of Agriculture report shows there was a small increase in food insecurity in 2024. About 48 million people struggled to get enough food across the country. Crystal Fitzsimons is the president of the Food Research and Action Center. She says the food insecurity rate is similar to that in previous years, but one in seven households is still too high.
And there have been plenty of times during the last few decades when this report was put out when the number of people living in food insecure households were significantly lower.
The USDA is planning to scrap the annual hunger survey after this publication, saying it, quote, failed to present anything more than subject liberal fodder. And experts say that the data shows how policy decisions impact people, and it would be hard to know what is going on without it. Alaska Airlines announced today that it will order more than 100 new jets from Boeing over the next decade. The order is Alaska's largest ever, and it marks a vote of confidence in Boeing following troubles with its 737 MAX program. The airline plans to order 105 Boeing 737 MAX jets. It is also buying five 787 Dreamliners as it plans to expand with nonstop flights to Italy, South Korea, and other cities. At an announcement in Seattle, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said recent sales have been a boon for the aircraft manufacturer.
The world and America has faith in Boeing and the progress that they've made. Again, record sales last year, but also what this deal today means with Alaska.
Boeing reacquired Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems in December. It is now Wichita's largest employer, with around 12,000 workers. The Kansas City Courant announced Chris Armas as the club's head coach today. Armas is a member of the National Soccer Hall of Fame and has over three decades of playing and coaching experience. He's the former head of the Colorado Rapids MLS team. He's a six-time MLS All-Star, was member of the USMNT squads that qualified for the 2002 and 2006 FIFA World Cups. It's 5:35.
For NPR, it comes from...
...with Reiner's mental capacity at the actual time of the killings, and perhaps to take place on February 23rd.
That's reporter Steve Futterman at the courthouse in Los Angeles. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Juana.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, it seems that the high plains have been taken over by tumbleweeds. The plants thrive so well in the western part of the state that sometimes they can shut down entire neighborhoods or highways. Kaylin Moore reports on how this pervasive weed made itself part of the culture of the high plains.
You've seen it before in old western movies. For those like Kirk, tumbleweeds aren't the lonely drifter that has come to represent the High Plains, but another nuisance and in some cases even a danger. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. Coming up in our 6 o'clock hour, we start things off with an update of news headlines. At 6 minutes past the hour, we will tell you what we know on this still-developing story about a shooting that took place in South Minneapolis today. We're going to have a conversation with Minnesota Democratic Senator Tina Smith about what she knows, what is happening. Federal officials say the shooting was in self-defense. Videos have cropped up about it. We will find out what people are saying coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter supports the variety of music heard on KPR and believes listeners' financial contributions are vital to continuing Kansas Public Radio's mission.
70% chance of rain late tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, nearly a 100% chance of rain. Patchy fog, highs in the upper 50s. There's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow evening. Slight chance of rain Friday afternoon, 60% chance of rain and snow Friday night. It is 60 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Dot.org. This is NPR.
New year.
I want to ask about the United States Senate for 2026. This is a map where...
New beginnings.
So, Scott, what's your sense of how this is going to play out?
New stories.
Wow, wasn't expecting that. What do they want out of this lawsuit?
Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday morning.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5.